Good morning. We are so pleased to host Emulate today to launch their touring and also to host the spring break service trips through the YPCA YServe today. We'll be sending all of these groups that will be touring and serving in different ways at the close of our chapel. I imagine more people will trickle up and join us, but we're not going to wait for them to get started. So Ryan Keebaugh and Emulate.
Psalm 25. In you, Lord my God, I put my trust. I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. Show me your ways, Lord, teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you, Lord, are good. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of his covenant. For the sake of your name, Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Who then are those who fear the Lord? He will instruct them in the ways they should choose. They will spend their days in prosperity, and their descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are ever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. Relieve the troubles of my heart and free me from my anguish. Look on my affliction and my distress and take away all my sins. See how numerous are my enemies and how fiercely they hate me. Guard my life and rescue me. Do not let me be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope, Lord, is in you. Deliver Israel, O God, from all their troubles. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest in your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down, O weary one, lay down your head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, so weary, worn, and sad. I found him
from Martin Luther. This life is not one of righteousness, but growth in righteousness. Not health, but becoming. Not rest, but exercise. We are not yet what we should be, but we are growing toward it. The process is not yet finished, but it is going on. This is not the end, but this is the road. Everything does not yet gleam in glory, but everything is in process of being purified. Amen.
Psalm 36. I have a message from God in my heart concerning the sinfulness of the wicked. There is no fear of God before their eyes. In their own eyes, they flatter themselves too much to detect the hate of their sin. The words of their mouths are wicked and deceitful. They fail to act wisely or do good. Even on their beds, they plot evil. They commit themselves to a sinful course and do not reject what is wrong. Your love, Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. Your righteousness is like the highest mountains, your justice like the great deep. You, Lord, preserve both people and animals. How priceless is your unfailing love, O God. People take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They feast on the abundance of your house. You give them drink from your river of delights. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Continue your love to those who know you, your righteousness to the upright in heart. May the foot of the proud not come against me, nor the hand of the wicked drive me away.
See how the evildoers lie fallen, thrown down, not able to rise.
Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune thy heart.
Thank you so much for leading us in worship. Let's share our appreciations. Thank you all. And there is one more song, and I wonder if you might sing that as a prayer for all of the students who are traveling this week. Many students, all students, are traveling somewhere. Some are choosing to go and serve with music and worship. Some with building and service construction service assignments. Some joining intentional Christian communities working with immigrants or refugees. I would like the leaders of the Spring Break Y Trips to come forward, if you would, and each of you briefly share, one from each group, briefly share where you're going, what you'll be doing. Then we're inviting all of the trip participants up for the blessing that Emulate will offer.
I'm Brooke Laycock, and our group is going to Jubilee Partners in Comer, Georgia, where we're going to be working with an intentional community of refugees. It's also a sustainable community, so we're just going to be helping out around and getting lectures and just having a great time serving.
I'm Robert Weaver, and our group is going to a Habitat for Humanity site in Spring Lake, New Jersey. So we're going to be doing a lot of construction and volunteer work.
I'm Hannah Heishman.
And I'm Rebecca York.
And we're a dynamic duo. we are going to a faith-based community called Alterna in Atlanta, Georgia. It looks at the assimilation, the establishment, and the dignity of immigrants and undocumented persons.
And so during our time there, we'll be connecting with and living with the immigrants in that community. It'll be a time of service as well as an educational time for us. We'll be visiting a detention center, seeing an immigrants' rights pilgrimage, and also touring Selma.
Hi, I'm Phil, and this is Melinda, and this is Jared, and we're going to be leading a group to West Virginia with SWAP, Serving with Appalachian People. And this is a really cool organization. They work with people living in the mountains there, and we're going to be doing some construction, working on some houses. We might be painting. We don't really know yet, but we'll find out soon. And yeah, that's about it.
And is there someone from Emulate, either Ryan or someone else, who would share where you're heading and what you'll be doing? There is someone.
We're going to be traveling up to Pennsylvania, actually starting in my hometown, Mechanicsburg, then going to Lancaster, singing at James Street Mennonite, LMH. I think we're going to Martinsburg too, and then ending on Sunday morning in State College at University Mennonite Church. So, yeah.
And so would all of the spring break Y-Trip participants come up, and I'd just like you to form a circle right here and be held by Emulate and those gathered in prayer. And even as you sing the blessing, may it also be for you. The Lord bless you and keep you, keeping you safe, but also maybe not too safe, but because we expect some risk-taking here. I'd like the group right in the middle.